guys, welcome back to my podcast, Keeping It Real with Somi. I trust you've been great, and I hope you have been spending time in God's presence. Well, if you have been following my socials, we've had so many fun activities going on, and our recent activity has been the Holy Spirit series. Yeah, I know, the Holy Spirit, who doesn't like talking about him? So we have been doing the Holy Spirit series on my Insta stories, on my Instagram, and on my Facebook. And this is the finale, the grand finale. And I said, why not do this into a podcast? You know, we break it down right from the beginning down to the end. So if you have been following us on my story, on my Instagram, on my Facebook, then you fit right just in. But if you haven't been following, calm down. I got you always. So on this podcast episode, I'm going to be going right to the beginning. We're going to the basics, so you can't be confused, you know? But thank you. I see your likes, I see your comments, I've gotten your mails, and it has been beautiful. Like, your girl is so happy. So our topic today is the Holy Spirit. Can I get a whoop whoop? Anyways, please don't mind my whole mood. You know, talking about the Holy Spirit is always a beautiful experience for me, because he is wonderful. He's everything. And if you have had experiences with the Holy Spirit, you would understand that there's never a dull moment with the Holy Spirit. You know, you talk to him about everything, you pray with him, you literally do everything with the Holy Spirit. Well, let's not get carried away. Let's start this amazing episode. So, who is the Holy Spirit? Oh, glory. The Holy Spirit is the most beautiful, most precious, loveliest person on the earth. God the Son is not on earth. God the Father is not on earth. They are both in heaven. But who is on earth with us? The Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. He came to do God's work through the Son who was resurrected. When God the Son departed, God the Holy Spirit came, and he is still here doing the Lord's work. He is in me and he is in you. Think about this. When God the Son left, he couldn't have taken John and Peter with him. If you have read the book of John 13:33, where he said, little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, as I said to the Jews. Where I am going, you cannot come. The Holy Spirit is not only real, he has a personality. He's a person. And just like you and me, he can feel, perceive, respond. He has the ability to love and the ability to hate. You might be wondering, who exactly is this Holy Spirit? Who is he? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. He's the Father and the Spirit of God, the Son. He's the power of the Godhead, the power of the Trinity. On another topic entirely, we're going to be treating the power of the Trinity, because most people get so confused when you talk to them about God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. They always ask, okay, so are these people like different? They are not different. They are all the same, but they all have their different functions. I don't want to digress, but today's episode is about God, the Holy Spirit. And so we're not going to digress, but it's going to be another topic in case you're confused. Just write it down somewhere that there's going to be an episode on the power of the Trinity, okay? Now, the job of the Holy Spirit is to bring into being the commandments of the Father, you understand, and the performance of the Son. To understand the job of the Holy Spirit, we need to understand the work of the Father and the Son. God the Father is the one who gives the command. You know, he's always been the one to say, let there be, let there be. If you read the book of Genesis, let there be light, let there be this. That is the job of the Father. He's always been the one to give instructions. He has been God who gives the orders. On the other hand, God the Son performs. He commands. He performs the commands of the Father. Take for instance, when God the Father said, "Let there be light," God the Son came and performed it. Then God the Holy Spirit brought the light. Now, this might be confusing. Let's break it down. Let me give you an illustration. If I asked you to switch on the fan, to turn on the fan, now three forces will be involved to make that happen. First, I gave the command. And second, you have to walk to the fan and turn it on. You're the performer of the command. But that fan will not come on without the main power that produces the light. It won't come on without electricity, which is the power that produces the light. That's the Holy Spirit. He's the power of God. He's the one who brings into action the performance of the Son. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not forgetting the importance of Christ in all of this. I can't forget the one who died and who loved me. But the same way we love the Holy Spirit, the same way we love Christ, is the same way we should love the Holy Spirit, because you cannot be in touch with the Father and Son without the Holy Spirit. Let me rephrase that. You cannot be in touch with the Father and Son without the Holy Spirit. Read Ephesians 2:18 to understand that more. The Holy Spirit is the power of God's presence. He amplifies God's words when spoken. He is the voice of God, the one who recreates your new spirit man. Immediately you get born again. No wonder the Bible shows us clarity in Ephesians 2:6. No, it's not 2:6. Ephesians 2:10. Yeah. He said, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do God's work, which God has prepared in advance for us to do." The Holy Spirit is the person that convicts you of your sin. You might say, "My mind told me this, my heart told me this." It wasn't your mind, fam. It was the Holy Spirit. In 1 John 4, verse 17, the Bible says, "As he is in us, so are we in this world." So every believer should walk in the consciousness that the Holy Spirit dwells in them. You cannot do anything without the guidance of the Holy Spirit as a believer. From the moment of your first encounter with the Holy Spirit, you have to make a choice. Do I follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, or do I follow the carnal world? Do I listen? Do I obey? Or do I seek the pleasures of men? Do I seek the counsel of men? Do I seek the approval of men? Someone listening to me right now is wondering, how does the Holy Spirit speak? How do I know He's talking to me? How do I hear Him? The answer is, He witnesses to your conscience. Bear in mind that there are tons of other ways that He speaks to you. Lots of ways. He speaks to us through songs. When you're worshiping, He ministers the songs to your heart. Don't forget the songs. Write them down if possible. You know, through words. You're studying and all of a sudden a word from nowhere pops into your heart. It is the Holy Spirit ministering to you. True people, but your conscience is always the first witness. Do not doubt the leading of the Holy Spirit. If your inner man is troubled, don't move. If you attempt to, you just might collapse. Now God has revealed to us things by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. The Holy Spirit guides you against false teachings. The Spirit of God in you bears witness. Like, you know, you can feel it, that this teaching is wrong. One time I was listening to a sermon and the preacher said that the only way to go to heaven is if you got baptized. And the new believer in me was like, "Oh my God, that's not true." And the Holy Spirit said, "Yes, you know that's not true. The only way you go to heaven is by being born again." You know, He tells you these things. He teaches you. You might not know it. He gives you instructions. He tells you things to do. Let me give you an instance. One time I did laundry. It was so early in the morning because I knew I had a busy day ahead. So I woke up and I dived straight into laundry. But while I was doing that, the Holy Spirit kept telling me, you know this is not the right time to do this. And I'm like, yes, now. But you know, I was trying to make excuses. I was like, oh, Holy Spirit, you know, now, you know, you were just trying to like make excuses, trying to make the whole thing, you know, trying to make myself feel like I was doing the right thing. But I knew that at that moment, I was supposed to do a Bible study because it's the first thing I do when I wake up. But because of I feel I'm going to have a busy day, I may not have time to do this laundry, why not just do it immediately I wake up? But I forgot to spend time with the Father. Let me tell you something that happened. So here I am studying. And then my mom calls me and said I have to go on an errand for her. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. And just when I'm about to leave the house, she tells me it's going to rain. And I'm like, how is it going to rain? How? And so I leave. I go for the errand. And I'm in the office when this mighty rain comes from nowhere. Like, this rain is so heavy, yo. I call my mom and she's like, I can't go help you pack those clothes, because they are all on the ground. There's no need. Like, every single outfit fell to the ground. And when she told me, I just started laughing because the Holy Spirit warned me, you know. He saw this happening, but I felt like, you know, I could do the human thing possible. I could listen to my own and just feel like, let me do what I want to do. It's my life. It's my decisions. You cannot live with the Holy Spirit and lose focus. Because life with the Holy Spirit is a life of direction and focus. If only I had just listened when he told me this is not the right time to wash this, and I just packed up those clothes and just taking them in, you know, and not wash them. Now, it might seem like such a coincidence. You know, some people will say, it's just a coincidence. Now, you wash the clothes, it rained. But when you come into the Spirit, you know that nothing in the house of God, nothing in the kingdom of God is a coincidence. You know, nothing happens. There's all a meaning. Now, if I had waited, I probably woke up, did my Bible study, you know, dive into my day, and when I had the time, wash those clothes. It probably would have rained, but probably the rain would have met me washing the clothes, you know, or I wouldn't have spread them out, and they probably wouldn't have fallen to the ground. You get me? Now, I use that example because these are things that happen in our everyday lives. These are things that happen and, you know, you pay no attention to them. I don't want to go too far and start giving you, you know, really big examples. I'm giving you day-to-day examples. You know, I don't make any decision without the Holy Spirit. I always ask, like, to me, a good idea is not necessarily God's idea, because the fact that it's a good idea doesn't mean that it's God's idea. It's his plan for you. He might not want you doing that. You have to always ask him, Lord, do you want me doing this? Like, my prayer every month is, Lord, what would you have me do in this season? What would you have me do in this time? What is my role for this time and season? Because there's always a role for us. It's always something to be done in the kingdom of God. You don't just live your life the way you want. And that's why the Holy Spirit is there to guide you. Don't be scared of him. He wants to come into your life. He wants to help make all these decisions easy. He wants to help you. The question is, would you invite him in, or would you rather live your life without him? The decision is yours to make. He's not going to force you. If you know the Holy Spirit, you'll know that he doesn't force you to do anything. It's you. Take your time. Do it. Decision is all yours to make. Even God doesn't force you to serve him. You have to make up your mind. You have to decide to. Now, if you have listened to this episode and you know deep down in your heart that you are not born again, and you really want to invite the Holy Spirit into your life, because you cannot have the Holy Spirit if you are not born again. That's the truth. He will be there, but you will not acknowledge him. The ticket to all this is being born again. Now, if you want to, say this prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Oh, just speaking other tongues. Lika hararaba santa hata hika handaraba. Malaraba sika hali hara santa haraba. Oh, glory! I believe in my heart that you have been blessed by this episode. We have learned about the Holy Spirit today. Make up your mind to pay more attention to the Holy Spirit, and your life will not remain the same. Invite him in, talk to him, partner with him. Let him be your friend, because he's your friend. Let him be your guide, your teacher. See, a life with the Holy Spirit is a life full of everything. You cannot say you are confused. You cannot say you are lost. How? The Holy Spirit is there. Thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on all socials at _ keeping it real with Somi and _CHEE_SWOM. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.